So welcome everyone to another Feldenkrais online lesson. And every once in a while, we have the opportunity to explore in great depth our relationship to our kind of brain map or body map, an opportunity to really see whether I am what I think I am. One of the first sentences in one of Feldenkrais's books is we move according to our perceived self-image. So today we're going to be looking at our self-image in a very interesting way. And it's also, you know, one of the things that we talk about sometimes is this idea of mindfulness or mindful movement. And what does that mean? And so in this lesson, there's not a lot of movement, but there's a lot of attention that you'll be paying to yourself and the quality of the movement that you're doing. We're not even going to begin with what traditionally is called a scan, because so much of this lesson is an opportunity to scan. So you won't need any extra props except anything that you would need to be comfortable and just lie on your backs. And of course, you can take a moment to just settle into. So many times when we come into a lesson, we're rushing from something or we have a lot on our minds. And so it takes a moment to just settle and notice those places in yourself that settle easily and where you feel perhaps a little bit of your life in the outer world still kind of taking you in the lower back or maybe in your shoulders or your jaw, just noticing those places where it's not so easy to let go of. And then bend your legs and bring your feet so that your soles of your feet are standing on the floor in a comfortable position. And take a moment to see where you would feel your midline is. So what is a midline? It's, you know, if you sense the left side of yourself and let your attention travel from your left arm and the outside of your left leg, and you let it travel, at a certain point, you're going to cross over and suddenly you're going to be sensing your right side. Where is that moment of transition where I'm going from, yes, this is my left, this is my left, this is my, and now I'm on my right. So right in that spot, that transitional spot is your midline or your perceived midline, as Feldenkrais would call it at this point. And begin to sense for yourself what the center of your face feels like. And could you, you know, you could think about like a very fine Sharpie, and beginning at the top of your forehead, in the middle of your forehead, could you begin drawing an imaginary line that goes straight down the middle of your forehead? And then continues, it bisects your nose, comes down to your lips, travels across your lips, down your chin. You continue drawing down to the throat and continue to the sternum. So you may be discovering as you do this line, maybe there are places where this line, if it's going in between these parts, is going off your midline, or if you're doing the line in the middle, that parts of you are not on the line. It's okay. This is just however I'm perceiving this line at the moment as it travels down the abdomen, the belly button, across the lower abdomen, to the pubic bone, and down in between your legs so that it just comes to your buttocks. So you see this line that bisects you. and you're sensing how either you are centered on this line or you're off-centered off this line or this line is a little off-centered, but you are sensing your relationship to this new line for just a moment. Now, could you imagine that this line is like a, if you could, somebody could pull it like a string or something so that it goes right through the center of your body so that now you have a line or a string or some floss that's lying on the floor underneath you, the same length as this line that you drew. So you've got this line that goes from the top of your head down to in between your buttocks, and it's lying straight on the floor and taut. And now you're sensing the back of yourself in relationship to this line that's on the floor. Again, it's right in the middle. And as you're sensing this line on the floor, can you see for yourself where are the areas that your head, your chest, the parts of yourself are directly touching this line, and where the line is on the floor, but there's a space? So now you're getting a picture not just of your midline, but of the shape of yourself. And now here's a really cool image. So imagine that there's a small ball underneath your lumbar spine. So, you know, it could be about smaller than the space under your lumbar spine. And could you, in your mind's eye, begin letting that ball just bounce up and down under your lumbar spine? Just a little boop, boop. Just feeling how that ball occupies that space. Now, this is a very interesting ball. We could call it a magic ball because where there's space, it bounces up and down. But as you let this ball bounce, let it begin to travel up in the direction of your ribs. And as it travels up in the direction of your ribs, you can feel the ball kind of getting a little bit more. You could say it's getting smaller or it's getting squishier and squishier until there comes a point where the ball itself is kind of flattened by your own contact with the floor. But it continues to travel underneath you until it comes to the place where, again, your back starts to leave the floor, maybe somewhere between the shoulder blades, somewhere in the upper thoracic. And then it starts to grow and bounce up and down again behind your cervical spine. And it's in little increments. So it's not one big bounce, but it's like up, down, up, down, up, down as it travels underneath your neck. And then it gets squished again behind your skull. And then could you now do the whole trip again from your skull, traveling till it comes to the back of your skull and you start to feel that space and it bounces all the way down to the bottom of your neck. And then it continues its little bouncing until it gets a little squished. And maybe there's a little tiny bip, 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 bip as you're going across there. And then feeling how the bounce begins to increase at the part where your lower back leaves the floor. And then, again, it will start to decrease as you come in contact of your pelvis with the floor. So there's places where it can bounce and places where it can't bounce. Just noticing where those places are. And then let the whole thing go, but don't lose your ball. Put it somewhere and take a little bit of a rest. And as you're resting, just sense for yourself again that relationship between left, right, and middle. And then bend your legs again. And now take your little ball and place it on the top of your nose, the bridge of your nose. And now instead of bouncing, it's going to roll. So let that ball begin to roll down the bridge of your nose. So it's basically going to be tracing that same line that you drew with your Sharpie, but it's rolling now. So how does that affect the way you look, what you feel in your neck as it rolls down your lips to your chin, continuing downward, the place in your throat, that little dimple there, and then letting it continue to travel to your sternum. And from your sternum, can you bring it back up? So it's kind of traveling, feeling all of these different little ridges and spaces in your midline, and then it travels back downward. And then it, as it comes back upward this time, up over your chin, your lips, your nose, the bridge of your nose, can you let it travel up your forehead to your hairline? And then the ball dissects your skull, right? So you feel it moving right down the middle back of your skull until it lands on the floor. And then let it travel all the way down to your sternum. And this time let it continue. So it goes all the way down to your navel. So you feel how it travels again across that upper abdomen and to the navel. Let it rest in your belly button for a minute and then just retrace from the navel to the sternum. And then from the sternum down to the navel and then past the navel and to the pelvis. And let it roll down to the floor in between your buttocks and then let it roll back up to your navel. And then roll back down to in between your buttocks. And then let it go underneath you. So we go back to these places where it's kind of squishy and where you can feel the full size of the ball. And could you begin rolling on the floor all the way up to your shoulder blades? Taking your time, could you let the ball roll so that it rolls on each vertebra? Udum, udum. Udum. Sorry, I'm into sound effects today, but that's the way it feels to me when I do that. It's like it's as if my spine is helping the ball and the ball is connecting with my spine going up. And so now, once you've gotten there, to your shoulder blades, stretch out your legs. And just take a moment with your legs stretched out to see if you can really see this delineation of the front of yourself and the back of yourself. Because now we get to go inside. So you bend your legs. Bring your feet to standing. And could you let this imaginary ball come into your body in that center line? So if you begin in your abdominal cavity, sensing your abdominal cavity, starting at the pubic bone, and begin to bounce the ball inside of yourself. As if it's going from the top of the pubic bone, down to the tailbone, up to the abdomen, down to the lower sacrum, up and down on the inside of you, feeling the depth, the size of yourself, and see if you can let it continue from your abdomen down to the spine until you start to feel like you want to go upward a little bit more. So you're coming into the thoracic spine, but each time you're going from the skin of your upper abdomen down to your spine and back up again along the midline. So sometimes when we have like a scoliosis or a different kind of organization, I start to feel where my midline doesn't necessarily correspond with my shape. Right. And yet I perceive myself often, even if I have a little bit of a twist, as centered. So it's just kind of interesting to feel that as you're going up and down. So it goes through your chest and you can feel how the balance inside changes based on your depth. So you start to really feel your three-dimensionality, right? We often are just so frontal, and here I'm feeling what's inside these cavities, the abdominal cavity, the chest cavity, moving up through the throat. And you can even take it into your skull. If you imagine for a moment that your head is empty and the ball can bounce inside your skull, again, along this central line. So the bounces are not leaps, right? They're tiny little movements up and down. One of the images that I had when I was doing this for myself was, you know, the image of those graphs that we used to see a lot of, where you just see these lines going up, down, up, down, up, down. So you feel that movement of up and down inside of yourself. How does that impact on your breathing? And then again, take another rest. You can leave your legs bent, or you can stretch out your legs. And just, again, notice for yourself, what's the experience of left side, right side, and center? And as you're lying here now, we're going to change the image ever so slightly. So you've got this idea of this line going through the center of yourself. Now, could you change that to thinking that there's like a transparent plane that's literally on that line, but it goes through your whole body? It's very, very thin, but it also extends above you towards the ceiling. So it's like this flat, thin, transparent division of the two parts of yourself. And it's as if you could actually touch it and feel it right through the middle of your head as well. And now bend your legs and bring your feet so that they're standing. You can have your hands down by your side with your palms down, and sense where your head is right now, and just see what's it like to just try to raise your head without, and you can use your hands to press into the floor, but without straining too much, and see if your head can come up exactly with the right side on the right side of the plane and the left side on the left side of the plane. So you're raising your head up. Doesn't have to be high, and lowering it. And some people will feel that it's very, very difficult to lift the head at this point. So just notice, don't strain. It's not about how high you can lift your head. It's about sensing that center, but also noticing the quality of your movement at this point. And noticing whether you feel under your hands, for example, that one hand wants to press more than the other, that one elbow is doing something or one shoulder, just sensing for yourself as you're lifting. And then let that go and take a rest. As you're resting, just notice what you feel in your abdomen. Does your abdomen feel like it was just working? Or do you feel something in your lower back? And now you're going to bend your legs so that you could put the soles of your feet touching each other, as if you were putting the soles of your feet on this transparent plane. And if that's not comfortable for you, find a way to make it comfortable. Maybe you do the inside edges, some way where you feel like you're connecting your feet and your knees are out wherever they can go. And you're thinking about this very thin, transparent plane. And could you begin raising your right leg as if the sole of your foot was sliding along this plane? So you're not raising the knee, you're raising the foot. I mean, your knee will go with you, but your foot goes up in the air as if you were sliding along this plane in the middle. You don't have to go high if it's not comfortable. But you do want to go slowly, slowly and lightly, so that you can really feel, you know, it's hard to tell because our feet are so far away, but you can sense for yourself whether your foot moves outward or crosses over that center line. What's the experience of trying to stay? And of course, each time you put your foot down, you have your other foot there as feedback to tell you, you know, oh, wow, I was off there a little bit. And pause. And then try the same thing with your left foot and just notice if it's different when you lift your left foot. Notice again what's happening in your lumbar spine and in your abdomen. So what's really, really interesting here in terms of sensing my relationship to the midline is what part of your abdominal muscles do you need to engage to lift that foot? And then try the other foot and see, do you use the same muscle? Do you use the corresponding muscle? And then let it all go and rest. And then bend your legs in exactly the same way. Again, sensing, are your 2 feet on the plane or do you have your feet a little over to the right or a little over to the left? Can you feel the center of yourself? And then, you know, the interesting thing, if you were really realistic, right, your feet wouldn't be touching because, of course, there's this plane in between, but we want our feet to be touching in this one. So it's so thin that you actually make contact. And could you begin moving both of your feet up in the air at the same time? Now, here's where it's really interesting because you'll really feel what's happening underneath your sacrum, underneath your pelvis. So you may feel as you're doing this a slight shifting towards a dominant leg. You may feel one side of the abdomen wanting to work more than the other side. Please feel free to use your hands against the floor to support you. Notice what your knees want to do. Do your knees change their relationship to symmetry? And then let it go and rest. So one of the things that I feel this lesson offers is, you know, sort of, you could call it an adventure in proprioception. Proprioception is our sixth sense, our ability to be able to sense where we are in space, as well as where my parts are in relationship to each other, and how I connect that through my brain map, through my perception of myself. So I don't know why, but this is, well, I do know why. This next part is one of my favorite parts. So bend your legs and bring your feet to standing. And now could you take your hands and bring your hands together in front of your chest? as if you were clapping or praying, right? And now you've got your two palms on either side of your transparent plane. And what you're going to play with is, and I encourage you to play with this in the following way, where you're going to begin moving your right hand along the plane, which means you could go up to the ceiling, you could go towards your face, you could go down to your feet. And I invite you to try it where sometimes your eyes are closed and then you open them and check out where you are. And then other times do it with your eyes open and see, you start to see how much we rely on our eyes for our proprioceptive ability. But also you can start to see what your sense of your center is when you don't have your eyes. And so you also have the other hand as feedback, right? So if you go past your left hand and you go, wow, I didn't even touch my left hand, where did it go? You know, so you start to really feel where your hand is in relationship to this midline of yourself. So what happens with a lot of people, what I've discovered is a lot of people start with the midline and then the hand goes off towards the right thigh somewhere. It hits the cheek on the side instead of the middle, the side of the nose. So just noticing for yourself, it's kind of cool. So, you know, those of you who know I was a mime in my former life, I love this part of the lesson because it really gives you a sense of how you're touching something really invisible. And then pause and try the same thing with your left hand and see what that feels like. Interestingly, Feldenkrais in this part of the lesson said, just notice if your left hand makes different mistakes. Does your left hand have a different sense of proprioceptive relationship? You can even imagine in your mind's eye as you're moving your left hand that your hand is tracing the line underneath your back. Sometimes that helps, right? You're seeing the line underneath your back and you're moving your hand along that invisible, well, or to you in your mind's eye, visible line under your back. Does that help? And then pause. Well, actually, everybody take a rest. We'll come back to trying both hands together, but take a rest. And as you're resting, just again, noticing your relationship to that midline. And is this apparently minimal movement changing the connection of the parts of yourself with the floor? If you were just for a moment right now to quickly take your ball and bounce it along the back of you again, is it bouncing differently in different places? And then bend your legs and put your feet so that they're standing again. And now bring your hands together again on either side of the plane in front of yourself and begin moving both hands up and down. So here again, you have, you know, you're allowed to touch your face if you want to, just to feel that, and then move your hand away from your face and feel whether there's a tendency or a wish to go to the left or to the right. You know, we all have dominant choices that we make with our arms, with our shoulders, and then bringing it down to your legs and noticing whether your arms literally go right between your legs or not. Again, playing with eyes open, eyes closed, noticing your breathing. And then put your arms back down on the floor with your hands and the palms on the floor and see what it's like now to lift your head and see what it's like to try to keep your head in the center but also maybe the quality of how your head lifts has changed. What has changed in just this movement of the soles of the feet going up and the hands going up and down? Is there something different in the way you're lifting your head? And as you're lifting your head in this way, can you notice the line in the center of the front of yourself? And the line in the center of the back of yourself? And then pause. Stretch out your legs and rest. Notice that line behind yourself as well. So notice what you feel right now in the back of your head, the back of your neck, the sensation of your two ears. Everything in relationship to this line. And now bend your legs and bring the soles of your feet together again. And here's where you have a few options to play with. So you're going to once again begin lifting your legs. But this time, if it feels comfortable for you, and please feel free to use your hands against the floor, can you lift your legs in such a way that your pelvis also raises without going off of your center line? Now, if this feels in any way like a strain or painful, don't bother with that. You can play with, you know, a little bit of momentum if you want to. Some people I found in other lessons, some people have found that it was easier to do this if they also raise their head. So feel free to experiment. What's it like if you lift your head? What's it like if you leave your head? Right? So you're experimenting with kind of folding yourself in this center line. See if the pelvis can come up off the floor. So I love that he kind of tricks you. You know, you think, oh, I'm doing all this visualization and I'm not doing anything. And then all of a sudden it turns into this really very interesting exploration of the core and how the core works in relationship to this center line. And then let it all go, stretch out your legs and take a rest. And so this is one of those challenging non-challenges, bringing the soles of your feet together, sensing your midline. You would bring your legs up over your chest again so that the pelvis comes up off the floor, and then without hurling yourself, pushing with your hands and lifting your head as if you were coming to sitting, but without swinging. So that means that you probably won't come to sitting. In fact, you don't want to try. You don't want to try to come up to sitting. Don't force it, because you may notice that as you try to come up to sitting, you're going to end up pressing on one elbow or the other asymmetrically in such a way that you're no longer on your center line. So it's much more important to let that movement just be this up and down. And you have this idea that you would like to sit, but you're not really trying to sit. And let it go and rest. Somebody once told me in a lesson that I don't remember who the trainer was anymore, but it's one of my favorite kind of little terms that sometimes a Feldenkrais lesson, you could call it an investment in failure. So it's like I don't try to succeed. I look at what the possibilities are. How many different ways can I fail intentionally in order to learn something about the way I function? So this is a perfect example. And, you know, in this lesson, I mean, Feldenkrais just kept going, don't sit. I told you not to sit. Now sit. So this, the paradox of sitting, non-sitting, what's really important here? What's really important here is how I pay attention to what's happening to my midline. So leaving your legs long, same idea, just lifting your head. You're not going to lift your legs, just lifting your head and pressing with your hands as if you were coming to sitting. But the moment you feel yourself changing your relationship to the midline, let it come back down. So that moment where striving to get up becomes more important and you feel like you're shifting from one elbow to the other or from one buttock to the other in order to succeed, let yourself fail and come down. What's really important is to notice, especially as you go up, the plane going between your legs. Can you feel that plane? And then let it all go and rest. And just notice as you're resting what you're feeling on the two sides of yourself and your midline. Has anything changed in the parts of you that are connecting to the floor? We haven't spent much time in this lesson on the two sides of your face. Can you take a moment sensing that line going right through the middle of your face and just sensing for yourself the muscles on the right side of your mouth and on the left side of your mouth, what your two eyes feel like. And then place your hands on the floor again. And this time you're going to raise your head, and even though you will lose your symmetry, let yourself come up to sitting and just feel what it's like to bring yourself up to sitting from here. And maybe it was a lot easier than it was before. And then come on up to standing. And once you're standing, could you, whether you want to have your eyes open or closed, but can you feel your three-dimensional self? Can you sense the line down the middle of the front, the line down the middle of the back, and your spaces, the space in your head, the space in your chest, the space in your belly? And could you just very lightly, staying as connected as you can to that center line, lower your head, soften your spine a little bit towards flexion, and see if you can still stay on the midline. Don't go so far where you start to feel like you shift your weight or you feel yourself going over, and then uncurling yourself and coming up to an erect posture, and then maybe even taking it a little bit to looking up to the ceiling and just noticing, what do your shoulders do? Where do you feel yourself going off your center line, and then bringing yourself back to your center, and taking a moment to notice how the two shoulders relate to that midline, the way your arms are hanging. You have this, you know, sometimes we talk about a plumb line, so now you have this line in between your feet. Where is it in between your feet? Are your two feet equidistant from this center line? And now with this new sense of your center, take a walk around and just see what's it like to move through space knowing that I have access to this middle. So you can look at it from the perspective of the middle and your core strength and stability and support. You can also look at it from the sense of my proprioceptive ability to move from my proximal self. There's so many different ways that I can relate to this midline experience. And that's the end of today's lesson. Thank you very much.